Welcome to the Hormone Lifestyle Zone. I'm your host, Meg Ricci, and this podcast series is about taking the mystery out of women's hormonal issues and struggles. When I first started practicing acupuncture about 24 years ago, I spent part of my summer in Ho Chi Minh City working in a hospital and clinic, and it was an extraordinary experience. And a few years later, I traveled to the Rio Negro in Brazil, in Manaus, and during that trip, I met the most incredible shaman. Her name was Bibi, and people would travel from miles around to see this woman. And I asked her a question. I said, Bibi, what can I bring back to the women that I work with in the United States? And she said to me through a Portuguese translator, Meg, please tell these women to start living in their hearts. And in Chinese medicine, the uterus is considered the second heart. So the uterus is not just a vessel for a child, but is also a portal for the creative expression of who we are in the world. What are women giving birth to each and every day in their lives? How are we nurturing who we are? You know, so many women say to me, because I work a lot in the area of infertility, Meg, what is the one thing I can do to bring a child into this world? And this applies to every woman. Whether she's trying to have a baby, or she's struggling with rheumatoid arthritis, or she's struggling through an eating disorder, be the best mother you can be in every area of your life. And this starts the journey to healing. We are blessed with this incredible body that is the vessel that carries us through life's journey. And I believe that my responsibility is to share during this podcast ways that you can give birth to your highest potential. I'm really excited about announcing the launch of the Hormone Lifestyle Zone podcast because for me, it's a continuation of the types of conversations I have with clients. One of my clients about 10 years ago said to me, he was lying on the table, and I treat a lot of men too. And he said, Meg, you're like the back of a cereal box. You always give me these amazing tidbits of information. I always feel like I have these little jewels implanted in my brain when I leave your office. Another reason why I really am so passionate about women's health because I focus on root cause resolution. And the Hormone Lifestyle Zone is about taking the mystery out of why women's hormones are going a bit wonky. Women don't suddenly wake up one day with a fibroid. Women don't wake up one day with rheumatoid arthritis or Hashimoto's. And you don't wake up one day with anxiety. So what I'd like to do is share with you my approach on a variety of women's health issues and bring on some extraordinary clients and people that I really admire that are up to stuff in the world. And we want to share that information with you. Your hormones, your overall health and well-being are a reflection of what sits at the end of your fork, your gut health, daily lifestyle choices, and a variety of other factors that together we can explore on this podcast. I will share with you amazing ways to create healing and life balance. It's wonderful to work with someone who has debilitating cramps, cystic acne, anxiety, insomnia, a chronic history of UTIs, and this is a client that is on trazodone to help her sleep at night. She's had a history of antibiotics to address her UTIs, and she's been on antibiotics to address her acne, and she's on birth control to address her cramps. What's wrong with this picture? Where's the root cause? Why are pharmaceutical companies directing the way that we address women's health today? And that's what we get to explore on this show. One of the reasons it actually is a pivotal point when I started to really immerse myself into women's hormones is that in the beginning of my career as a or beginning of my practice as an acupuncturist, I started getting a lot of referrals from personal trainers and dancers of friends and clients that were having difficulty getting pregnant and holding a pregnancy. So at that time, I was just doing acupuncture, very little nutrition, maybe a few recommendations for supplements. So these women started coming in to see me for acupuncture. They were getting pregnant. They were holding pregnancies. They were having better retrievals with their IVF cycles. And then I started to notice a pattern, and this big aha moment hit me. The women that were coming in with trying to have a baby and the women that were coming in with non-related fertility issues were sharing the same lifestyle markers. Both groups of women were working long hours, skipping meals, living on the standard American diet, way too much caffeine to get them going in the morning, and a few too many cocktails at night. And they were multitasking to the point of burnout. And I thought, wow, if these women in the non-related fertility clients were dealing with stress and anxiety and digestive issues and array of other concerns, if they didn't start making lifestyle changes, they'd be back in my office in a few years facing their own challenges with infertility. And that's what I started to see. So this big bomb went off in my head, and I was like, I have to immerse myself in a better understanding of women's hormones. And that started really, for me, my passion into looking at nutrition and integrating that into my practice. Because again, what sits at the end of a woman's fork is the foundation for her hormones. Stress has become an unintentional form of birth control and an endocrine disruptor for most women. So when we're under stress, we're driving our sex hormones and reproductive hormones down stress pathways. Our body can't differentiate between the charge of a tiger in the jungle or you meeting a deadline at work. You still have the same orchestration of hormones that are being set into play. So the difference between us and zebras, they get to go down to the waterhole and shake it off. We don't shake it off. So we get this buildup of cortisol in our system. And one of the symptoms of that is PMS, and I'm simplifying it, because progesterone gets shunted down stress pathways. You need progesterone in your menstrual cycle to hold a pregnancy. It also balances estrogen. It is a soothing and calming hormone. So when women are feeling PMS-y and kind of cranky and angry and anxiety, I know that progesterone is being shunted down stress pathways. And what's triggering that? Stress and the way we eat. It's really that simple. And yes, there are other factors. But again, teaching women how to be good mothers to themselves, getting back into the kitchen and realizing that your apothecary is your kitchen and what sits in your cabinets and refrigerator. It doesn't matter how much acupuncture I give someone, how many herbs, how many supplements. It all starts with what we put in our mouths. What sits at the end of the fork is the foundation for who you are in the world. I had a client the other day who, she came to me because she's so burnt out and she has a child and she just wanted to lose weight, get her life back on track, but really, really tired. And I said to her, you know what? You go to the gym at 5:30 in the morning. I think she does Orange Theory. I said, actually, for the next month, I don't want you to work out. I want you to sleep. And at some point during the day, go for a long walk. You've been living at this one end of this extreme of living in this stressful fight or flight. I want to take you to the other end of the spectrum, where you allow yourself to be, and guess what happens? Then you'll find a place in the middle that we call balance. But you need to experience the extreme of not doing anything. And it doesn't mean that you're going to sit on your couch, but it means you're going to slow the gears down and just give yourself permission to recover and rest. We don't rest. So when you don't rest, how can you hear the creative essence of who you are? I've had people say to me, oh, you know, I hate my job and I'm going to do something else that's creative. And once I figure that out, I'm going to leave my job. I said, if you're in a stress mode, if you're every day is a struggle, you're not creating the space to allow anything to come in, because stress is survival mode. And when you're in survival mode, creativity is not an option. In upcoming episodes and some things to expect, we're going to start with the first episode. It'll be about my journey. And my journey going through the struggles of an eating disorder, of anorexia and bulimia. And then later on, passing through the struggles of depression and anxiety and thyroid issues and coming out the other end. I want this to be an interactive podcast. Send me your questions. Send me your concerns. You can email me at megricicci@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. So I'm going to share with you information that will blow your mind, ease your heart, and change the course of your life. And I can probably guarantee you this, because who you wish to become resides in the potential of who you presently are. Welcome to the Hormone Lifestyle Zone.